This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Science Center of Southern Illinois is back with its Science Cafe series this fall, and it's timely this month as we're talking about influenza. The speaker is a microbiology emeritus professor from SIU, John Martinko. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So people hear about the flu each and every year. This is the time of year that the health departments and medical providers start talking about flu shots and you need to get vaccinated. Your presentation really focuses on a time before those vaccines were available.
I'm going to talk about the time before the vaccines were available, but I'm also going to make some at least recommendations for what people should do to protect themselves against flu in the future. The pandemic strains, and of course every year we get epidemic strains, it's an annual occurrence.
So epidemic is a more localized version. Pandemic is global, correct?
Pandemic is global, that's correct.
What makes 1918 so, I don't want to say so special, but what makes it that kind of landmark?
The real landmark was the number of cases and the lethality of the disease. There were worldwide up to about 500 million infections, and that's about a third of the world's population got infected. And estimates go as high as 50 million deaths, and some estimates I've seen are even higher than that. In the United States, we had a population of just over 100 million, and we still got about 25% of the population infected, and almost 700,000 deaths. So think of that today. If you extrapolate to that today's population, we'd have nearly 2 million deaths in 1 year. And it's not even in a single year. It's in 4 months of that year. And that was the really dramatic part of that pandemic, and I don't think anybody's ever seen anything like that since or before. And we can talk about bubonic plague and how terrible that was and everything else, but in terms of the concentrated time frame, this was the most lethal pandemic of all time.
Epidemiologists, infectious disease specialists all kind of talk about what makes something ultra contagious and what causes it to spread. Was this strain of influenza so different than others?
What was different about it was that the human population had never seen it before. It was brand new in the human population. So that if you think of infectious disease like a fire that has to start somewhere, we were trees in the forest that had never seen this infection, never seen this fire before.
So as people look ahead, now we're 100 years later, a vaccine is available each year, although it's not a knockout punch when it comes to the flu. You can still get it. It's not always effective. What was learned and what's used today?
What was learned about first of all, in 1918, we didn't even know that it was a virus. So this was absolutely new, and it wasn't until about 15 years later that vaccines or vaccine technology came on board for viruses that could begin to influence this disease. So what we've learned now is that our best protection against this flu on a seasonal basis is the vaccine. But there are still problems with predicting what flu is going to be around each year and so on and so forth. And that's an ongoing concern for public health officials everywhere worldwide.
In your work and as they continue to study how to, I don't want to say cure, but prevent, but limit the spread of flu, what's most important for people to know today?
What's the most important way to prevent flu? First of all, get vaccinated. Absolutely, first of all. And secondly, and this is for virtually any communicable disease, watch your hand washing, and also the word I think is respiratory etiquette. So make sure that you're coughing into your elbow, not onto your hand, not rubbing it around onto your face and spreading it around to other people.
You can get more information on this at the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe. It's Thursday, October 25th at 7 p.m. That's at the Science Center within the University Mall in Carbondale. More information is at yoursciencecenter.org. And Professor Martinko, when we talk about the flu, there are a lot of people who say, oh, I've never had the flu, I don't need to worry about the flu, or I got a shot last year, I don't need a shot this year. The awareness doesn't seem to continue from year to year on this.
That's really true. And every year, the strains of flu that cause epidemics or a potential pandemic are changing. So every year, a flu shot is necessary if you're going to take that route.
Will there be a cure for flu, do you think? Or a preventative vaccine that prevents it completely?
It is possible. People are working on that right now. But it's been 50 years in the making, so the chance of it happening real soon are not very great.
And again, you can find more information on this, ask questions if you have them, of John Martinko. He's the presenter for this week's Science Cafe for the Science Center of Southern Illinois. You can get more information at yoursciencecenter.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.